Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Hello, this is Michael Hayes, and welcome to Sacred Talk with Michael Hayes. This is our once-a-month show on Healthy Life Radio. I'm going to give you some phone numbers for those who want to call in. The first phone number would be 310-371-5459. That's 310-371-5459. And the other number is 800-555-5453. 800-555-5453. And the last number is 310-371-5444. Or 310-371-5444. Okay? All right. I'd like to start every show with a prayer. So, dear Lord, we thank you for this day and this opportunity to come together and share and to be in the loving and be in the service. We ask that any imbalance that can be lifted from anybody who's participating in this call be taken into the light. Through the Holy Spirit of God, we open to receive guidance and blessings here, the mystical traveler consciousness, and also from Jesus the Christ. We give our thanks, and so be it. So welcome, everyone. Here we are again. And I'm open for people to call in. I'm not a doctor, so you call in with medical questions, you're probably going to get a pretty limited answer because that's not what I do. But anything that has to do with spirit and spirit life, I'm interested in. To this morning, I'm more reflective on just the process of the world and what the world is reflecting to us. We are in a time of incredible busyness as a people. And we see this freneticness starting to fill our days. Now, is it really much filling our days, or we are filling our days with frenetic pace? There's so much stimulation, so much that our focus can be upon. And so we're seeing just a greater increase in the anxiety level, the stress level, and those things that make life harder to live and harder to enjoy. In the midst of this, there are those who say, well, the solution is to sort of drop out, return to a simpler life. And if you can pull that off, that could be good. But for most people, that's difficult to do because they have both the desire to continue to participate in social life. More than that, they have a requirement in terms of taking care of themselves and their families, making money. They are required to participate in this moving, dynamic, but ever-changing world and its societies. So, in the midst of all of that, if we can't create that simple life, we can learn to go inside and connect to the deeper part of ourselves, which is always living in a rather simple state. It is, we're always living in a state of loving, in a state of accepting, in a state of peace. Now that isn't always something that's easy, for people to come to, but it is something that's available. My work in this world, as I see it, is very much to support people to come back to this place, which is simpler, easier, more peaceful, more loving, and more joyful. I invite all of you to partake in the greater simplicity, the greater joy, the greater loving, the greater peace that is available to us all in every moment, if we can make the choice to come present in our true nature, in our true self. Now, the meditative paths of the world have always offered us different forms of the same support, which is to help us to get connected, come within, and that inner connection to be in the greater peace. This greater peace is always present. This greater peace is present right now, really for everyone. It's just not everyone is present for that peace. This greater truth that we in our true nature exist beyond this world and exist in a consciousness that is freed of the demands of this world and that is open, loving and open to a oneness with all life and opens to a oneness life beyond this world. Okay, let's take this caller. Hello, this is Michael.
Hey, Michael, this is Kevin. How are you?
I'm good, Kevin. How can we support you today?
I've heard you talk recently. I really appreciate your sharings you've been doing online on Wednesdays about the that you know, my take on what you said. There's a lot of challenges in the world, but that we got to remember that God is in charge of it, and that God is allowing it, so it must be okay. And there's a part of me that really, and we talked about this, I think, before, that really likes it when I feel like God is in charge here on the planet, like the way I think things should be, you know.
Yeah.
And now I feel like, sort of like I'm doubting that, like, is God really in charge here? And,
yeah,
you know, so based on all the things that I think shouldn't be happening, you know, wars,
yeah,
and, you know, crazy stuff. So can you talk more about the perfection, even when things look really, really challenging and
sure,
not the way you think they should be?
Yeah. See, your dilemma, of course, is that you're using, you're talking about what you feel and what you think.
Yeah.
And that thing that is described in the Bible as a peace that surpasses understanding is not something that you feel. And it's not something you think, it's something that you know. And the only way you get to that knowing is getting in connection to the deeper truth, the deeper you, the one that is the soul, the one that is eternal, that one is always in a communion state.
Mm-hmm.
And so the answer I'm talking about always is go within. Get connected to the truth. The truth that there's a divine plan playing out here, that there is an orchestration going on for every individual, for every soul.
Mm-hmm.
And souls line up to get on this planet because they can learn and grow here so fast. And that's largely because of a lot of challenges. So there are a lot of challenges for this earth as a whole, and collectively, people are addressing them, but also individually. And as long as we are looking at this life through, let's call it our ordinary sensing capacity,
mm-hmm,
we will see things based upon the perceptual level that we carry as an ordinary human being, which is usually one where we have a level of trust or a level of faith based upon our beliefs, based upon our ideas. But these are all things that can be very much shaken by the evidence that the world will present that suggests there's a lot of uncertainty, that there's a lot of this world that we just don't have control of. So as long as we're dealing with life from that place, no matter how much reassurance you were to get, something good happens, you feel more confident. Something bad happens, you feel less confident. You find an area of life where you say, I can really see God's got that. You see another area of life where you can't really see how God has got it at all. Then you're going to be flipping back and forth inside yourself to a level of trust and faith and to a level of doubt and skepticism. So that process that you do from that level, is you're just not going to get what you want. Now, some people create a kind of faith and a kind of belief through their religious practices as a prime way, where even though they still have the doubt, they still have the anxiety, they, in a sense, try to talk themselves past it, and they keep focusing on their belief and their faith in higher powers. Got their back and would take care of things for them. And that helps them get through the world. It doesn't really totally get rid of the doubt. It just allows them to deal better with living in a consciousness that's full of doubt. So I think that's the solution. I think there are better solutions. The best solution of all, of course, is to know, is to get in connection, or let's say to come into remembrance, that you know again the reality of yourself as the soul. You know the reality of yourself as one with God. You know the reality that everything in your existence and the existence of this world is being orchestrated from on high. Now that orchestration from on high doesn't mean it's all going to go the way we want, or it's all going to go the way we would picture as the way it should go. God allows a lot of stuff to go on because this place is really a school. And so a lot of challenges are allowed because the way we grow primarily is through the overcoming of challenges. There was a planet in the sector of the galaxy, if you want to call it, for long ago, that was where progression and evolution was taking place. And it got to a more perfected state, meaning that it evolved and learned so much that it became very, very easy. Eventually, it was no longer in use as a school, and so it was basically obliterated, and they started the process again. Why? Because we're not really here to create a utopia, to create a Shangri-La, a place where it's like heaven. I mean, there's no reason for the souls to leave heaven to come to heaven. And so the experience here is not meant to become something where we all just sit around in bliss. This is going to be a place of growth. There's a quote from Jesus in the Bible where he says, "The poor will always be amongst you," which is really kind of the same. There's always going to be something on this planet. Now, the big thing that we can hope for and that we're spiritually working for is an adjustment to how the planet gets worked, or we could say in terms of the challenges that each individual deals with and that the collective of the world has to deal with. Can be dealt with. So, all right, Kevin, have a good day. Bye bye.
Thank you, Michael.
Hello, this is Michael.
Hi, Michael, this is Richard. How are you?
I'm good, Richard. How can I help
good.
You today?
Okay, I have a situation, a question about karma. I had a situation a couple weeks ago, which you might be aware of, where I was sitting at a question and answer period, and like this karma came in. for an incredible attraction to another human being.
Okay.
And, you know, in my mind, this is unbelievable and incredible. And so for a two-week period, this thing was really pumped up in my consciousness, and then I finally met with a person, and it was a dud. And it's okay, it was a dud. It went nowhere. But I went into despair, disappointment, and, you know, heartache. It was nothing great. But what happened was then I heard inside of me a couple hours later, after I was sort of, I don't want to say suffering, but not positive or uplifted, it was like, okay, the karma's complete. And like that, Michael, like a snap of a finger, that despair, that disappointment just disappeared.
Right.
And it's like I was higher than a kite for 2 weeks, and then I was in despair for a couple of hours. And the karma, and I don't really know exactly what went on. It was like, did I have like a karma, or is there any residual left where I basically had to have this experience, and instead of doing it over a two-year period, it was over a two-week period? It was bizarre.
Well, I think you've actually explained it pretty well for yourself. It was an expedited way of working out a karma. See, in another lifetime, you longed for an opportunity. You prayed for an opportunity, in a sense. It's kind of like, in a sense, the way it's being described is saying, to make the case, to have a chance to let this other person know your feelings for them, and to this, and the circumstance of life prevented you from doing that. And so inside of you, you were kind of haunted by the what if. Well, what if I could have? And if we could have, then run off into a fantasy of how beautiful and wonderful it all would have been. And so you felt cheated by fate, and in a way cheated by God. And so there was a longing in you to have that opportunity. It's almost like to get out of the confusion side of the what if, what if, what if. Meaning you didn't know. So this karma gave you a chance to know that. And it did something for you too. What it did for you in those 2 weeks, you felt not just really attracted, but you felt really opened up. And for you, it was very valuable to re-experience what it was like to really feel opened up and to feel really infatuated, to feel really, really called and pulled towards the possibility of something. This then became something that opened you up or remembered you to a part of yourself that you kind of went to sleep on. And then, in a sense, were a little dense. You were settling for a lesser level of connecting. Now, that isn't a bad thing or a good thing, but it was, in your case, leaving you with an underlying discontent inside of yourself that you were burying. So now that you know, I would like to feel that level of aliveness, that level of attraction, that level of willingness to really share and wanting to share and willingness to have someone in my life that would work, where there could be vulnerability and there could be realness. And so it's a reminder for you too. So I would also look at it as a karma to complete it, but also a little bit of a gift from God, if you want to say it that way, to remind you that there's a greater possibility of what life can be. Not that your life is bad or anything wrong with it, and not that the way you're living is wrong, but inside of you there is something you would like to do the greater, and this made you think perhaps it could be the greater. So I would encourage you not to take it as, well, this proof there is not the greater. Take it as called, but this wasn't it. But now I'm going to keep myself open and my eyes open, my heart open, to the possibility of a greater communion, a greater connection, a greater aliveness.
It was, you know, Michael, it's like it was so well orchestrated and so brilliant. Like, I do consider it a gift, even if it was just burning off karma, where it was just pretty special.
It was really special.
Yeah, I get it. So if I'm, go ahead, Michael.
So you got it. You got to experience the greater aliveness that happens in us as human beings when that love switch gets turned on.
Now, cool.
For a lot of us, that love switch gets turned on most avidly through that love for another, where it starts to engage us not only solically, but in all levels of our consciousness with the willingness to share, to give. And so it's a greater form of aliveness. That's why those 2 weeks were so powerful. So maybe you take, you know, well, I'd like to live my life like that anyway, whether I have a person or not. I'd like to live a life where I have that greater aliveness. If you take this experience that way, you will truly understood the potential value for you.
Got it.
All right?
Michael, Michael, brilliant as usual. Thank you so much. Michael, can I, in theory, fulfill a lot of that just by loving God, or do I need another human being for that?
That all depends on the karma you carry. I mean, sure, ultimately, if you get conscious, you know, by loving God, you won't fulfill all that karma just by loving God. You'll fulfill all that karma by just remembering that you are one with God and coming into the fullness of that. And then you won't just love God, you will be God loving. If you come into that level of remembrance, yeah, you can fulfill all the karma without anyone else. But if you come into that, you can fulfill all the karma you carry.
Perfect. Michael, love you.
All right. Richard, bless you. Take care.
You too.
All right, everybody. We are going to take a quick break. It'll be 2 minutes, and we'll be back on the other side. And we'll do more sharing, and we'll talk more about life and love and God. All right. Thank you.
Here's an exciting free offer from Alicia Das just for you. It's a phenomenal 3-hour course called Speaking from Spirit, which includes videos, exercises, meditations, and more. Clear your fears and limiting beliefs as you learn how to speak from spirit, not just about it in your own unique style. There's even an experimental meditation to bring forth divine messages. This course is free for Healthy Life listeners. Visit spirit.aliciadas.com and use the code HEALTHYLIFE. That's spirit.aliciadas.com, code Healthy Life. Do you want to know which archangel you identify with? There's a free quiz at angelquiz.aliciadas.com. Knowing your archangel is not only fun, but helps you enhance your own self-awareness, plus bring you better balance and peace. It's easy. Just go to angelquiz.aliciadas.com. And the best part? It's absolutely free. Take the quiz and you'll get a free report and a video just for you. Do it now at angelquiz.aliciadas.com.
Reach your health and fitness goals. Whether you want to lose weight, learn to dance, build muscle, or just live healthy, Beachbody gives you unlimited access to the nation's most popular fitness and weight loss solutions. Visit our advertiser page and click on Beachbody now.
Alicia Das is offering you, yes you, a free 3-hour course, Speaking from Spirit, teaching you how to get and receive messages from the divine. This course clears your fears and limiting beliefs to put you right in the heart and light of divine guidance. You'll develop and discover your own unique style of accessing the divine with videos, exercises, meditations, and more. This course is free for Healthy Life listeners. Just use the code HEALTHYLIFE. Visit spirit.aliciadas.com or call 310-472-8465.
Get high-quality glasses, sunglasses, and prescription lenses at eyeglasses.com. Choose from over 250,000 items and 400 brands. Already have frames? Get replacement lenses. It's easy. Go to our advertiser page and click eyeglasses.com.
More exhilarating talk. HealthyLife.net.
Hello, everyone. This is Michael Hayes. We're back with Sacred Talk, and let's see. I don't know where I left off. Well, anyway, reflecting on this world and the challenges people are having in it, so much of the challenges that people are having with this world are perceptual. And
the interesting thing about this time in the world is the availability of us all to get at least some information about all the different situations in life is really unusual. It's very different than has been available on this planet. And when there's so much information about so many different things, it can obviously unsettle us. And yet, I think it's a really good thing that we're getting all this information, even if it's unsettling, because it is inviting us to take a more global perspective in how we live, to realize that we are not really going to be able to crawl in a hole and be in an existence that keeps us apart from everything else. I'm sitting here in beautiful Southern California, a beautiful day, it would seem, except I've had my windows closed because there's smoke from the fire. Hello, this is Michael.
Hi. Hi, Michael. Good morning. This is Sandra.
Did you say your name again, please?
Sandra?
Sandra? Did you say Sandra or Andra?
Sandra. Like Sandy.
Hi, Sandra.
Sandra.
Hi, Sandra. How can we help you today?
I had some time ago, I had sort of a dark kind of energy come over me, and as a person that felt connected to God my whole life, it was extremely challenging. I want to thank you, because these Tuesday mornings and the Wednesday nights literally brought me back to feeling God's presence, even though I know God's presence was always there.
Right.
But I'm struggling a little bit of the trusting aspect.
Mm-hmm.
How can I trust what I hear from God, and how can I kind of rebuild from a space that was so dark?
Well, first of all, trust is an earned thing. So you've had something that's shaking your trust. So what you do is you reclaim or rebuild that trust through having experiences where you get information. I mean, you see that information validated. We would like to live in a world where whatever we hear is, we can trust, is always true. We kind of all know that's not true. You mean because there are things that would give us untruths in this world? Yes. Including not just things out in the world, but things in our own inner world, like a voice in our head or something. There are metaphysical things out here that would want to obstruct our greater relationship with God. That is very true. So we have to be watchful. We have to be vigilant, meaning that we can't just automatically assume that if we heard it, it's so. At least inside ourselves, and especially outside ourselves. The teachings that I follow always suggest, well, let's check it out and see if it works. If it works for you, use it. If it doesn't, have the wit to let it go. Find something else that works. So these are words of advice that I've taken and I found very useful. Now, you went through a time of real testing. And the great news is you've come out the other side. And you worked out some significant karma through that process. There are a couple past lives I can see back in your storyline where you had a similar kind of testing and you didn't come out of it. In a sense, you passed the test this time, and those are lifetimes you did not pass the test. And strangely, your soul comes back into this world, and in arrangement with God, in arrangement with Spirit, in arrangement with those that design our life paths, it was set up for you to be retested in a way you had been tested in the other lives. Because your soul wanted to know that it could reach beyond that, that your soul could make the choice for loving, even when the information and the experience were pushing on you to choose life and loving. And you came out the other side. Now you might say, well, but radio shows and these things, you really helped me do it. It doesn't matter. You reached out.
You've looked for solutions, you found solutions. And you looked at the things that help reconnect you to the truth that you know inside yourself. And you mentioned you know God is for you. Yes, you do know God is for you. That doesn't mean knowing that, that you won't ever, in your mind, your emotions, have feelings like God's not there or thoughts that God's not there. The mind and the emotion are very different than the one that knows. The one that knows is your soul. The mind is not your soul, and your emotions are not your soul. They are processes of humanity, processes that we connect to out of our human individuality, which is going to be very affected by what goes on in this world and what goes on in our heads. You did great here. So I don't want to say, okay, trust that all be good, then you'll never be challenged again, because you came down to this world to be challenged. Just know that you're not going to be given challenges you can't handle. But you're always going to have the support. And they push you pretty far, like this one did. You felt like, wow, I was just like crawling on my hands and knees. Yeah, but you kept crawling. And eventually you got up. So don't look back, look forward. And the best way to look forward is to come into the moment. And then live it moment to moment going forward. But you have spiritual support. And you weren't given more than you can handle. It shook you. But that's not unusual. Sometimes if, you know, 10 is our limit, we'll be given 9.9. But you came out the other side, and remember that. And your soul wanted this and was set up for you to go through your little dark night of the soul version, which we all have those versions of the dark night of the soul. And yet, those are the times as we come through them, we have the greatest gain, greatest growth, and the greatest awakening. So open yourself to the great awakening and the greater gift you've given yourself by moving beyond and choosing beyond challenges that appear to you. There's a statement that says every knock's a boost, every stumbling block a stepping stone. As my teacher gave me those, and I find that's really true. I suggest you be open to the greater blessings that can come forward in your life at this time, which first and foremost will be you can do your life with more awareness and do your life with more consciousness. You are a divine being having a human experience, but you are here as an instrument of God, that God has individuated itself as you so that God can learn more about what God had created, and that you, as that individuation of God, are growing and learning for God, not just for your own purpose. And there will be that time where you ascend back into God in the fullness. And your gift to God, your homecoming gift, will be all this learning. So this is a beautiful thing, even though it's a difficult thing. If we can understand that, this is true for others in this world too. We start to reorient to this world, and we start to get ourselves to keep seeing things through this filter of truth, rather than the illusionary filters that the world sells us. All right, Sandra, much love to you.
Much love to you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, my friend. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be back in 2 minutes.
Connection with an archangel can bring you greater balance, peace, and divine awareness. Now you can experience the joy when you connect to your own divine nature and discover which archangel you are most like. It's easy with a 60-second free quiz at angelquiz.aliciadas.com. You'll even receive a report and a video explaining your results. Visit angelquiz.aliciadas.com now. That's angelquiz.aliciadas.com. Alicia Das is offering you, yes you, a free 3-hour course Speaking from Spirit, teaching you how to get and receive messages from the divine. This course clears your fears and limiting beliefs to put you right in the heart and light of divine guidance. You'll develop and discover your own unique style of accessing the divine with videos, exercises, meditations, and more. This course is free for Healthy Life listeners. Just use the code HEALTHYLIFE. Visit spirit.aliciadas.com or call 310-472-8465.
Shh! Over here. Here's a secret for a virus-free computer. ESET. They've been a pioneer in the antivirus industry for over 25 years. 25 years of innovative, top-rated antivirus protection. ESET's award-winning security solutions provide a safe online experience for over 100 million home and business computer owners. They are so affordable, fast, and simple to use. So be gone, you blue screen of death. ESET's on my computer. If it's not on yours, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on ESET now.
Do you want to know which archangel you identify with? There's a free quiz at angelquiz.aliciadas.com. Knowing your archangel is not only fun, but helps you enhance your own self-awareness, plus bring you better balance and peace. It's easy. Just go to angelquiz.aliciadas.com. And the best part? It's absolutely free. Take the quiz and you'll get a free report and a video just for you. Do it now at angelquiz.aliciadas.com.
Constant Contact and your small business make a perfect fit for marketing. They give you what you need to succeed. Fast and easy email marketing at your fingertips. Visit the HealthyLife.net advertiser page and click on Constant Contact to start your marketing.
Remember, positive impact. www.healthylife.net.
Hello, everyone. This is Michael Hayes once again on Healthy Life Radio, and this is Sacred Talk. And we've been talking a lot about a lot of different things this morning. And in this moment, I'm grateful that in my life I get the opportunity to support other people to have a more conscious, more fulfilling, more joyful lives. So I hope you have fun ways in your life when you get to contribute to people in a similar fashion. And sometimes it's not as direct as what I'm doing, but nonetheless, it's important for us to know that we all can help make this world a more loving place. There is a blessing going forth into this world that is a blessing that mankind may be in greater remembrance or even in constant remembrance of the oneness with each other, oneness from all peoples to other peoples, the oneness of the connection that we as human beings go through very similar processes, and that in the course of our lives, we will have ups and downs. We will have trials and tribulations. But that this is true for all of us. There's some people's lives have a greater level of abundance or comfort. Other people's have a greater level of difficulty, a greater level of struggle. But all in all, everybody's here learning. Everybody's here to grow. Everybody's here to come awake eventually to the truth of what's going on and what that part is and what is going on. I invite everybody who's listening to know that you are an essential component to this great process of life unfolding and life proceeding as God would have it. It's a journey of awakening, a journey of elevating, a journey of knowing, a journey of discovery, and a journey of completion. So let's all hold for each other, pray for each other that we can all fulfill this in a way that is for the highest good. One certainty is that we'll be fulfilled for every soul, and you're one of those souls that might have it fulfilled more quickly, then I encourage you to come awake to your true nature. Become conscious of that. There's certainly different ways and approaches on this planet, so many of them, to attempt to do that. So each person should find those ones, those approaches, those directions that will work most fully and completely for them. For myself, I found the movement of spiritual awareness, which people can, if they don't know about it, helps to go online and research it. The movement of spiritual inner awareness was the most useful of all the different things I looked at and tried. It gave me the most direct results of coming awake. And so, that's a little shout out for them. It's not like they're actively proselytizing or anything. So, I'm giving them a shout out. If anybody's looking for a more expedited, is the best word I should say, way of coming awake and coming into the knowing of themselves, spirit, and all the love and joy that comes with that, I would suggest that research the movement of spiritual and awareness. But I know there are many directions and many paths, and I honor them all because, in truth, through my many lives, I've walked in so many outfits and tried so many different things. And I found usefulness and value in all of it. Some of it, the value was I found out that's the wrong way to go. Some of it I found out there were pieces of it that were pearls, right price. And there was a lot of other stuff that was just distracting and wouldn't really get me what I was after. But the only way I could know was to experience it and explore it. And so I'm an experiencer and I'm an explorer. I always have been, and I suspect that I always will be. And I invite each of you to look into your lives and say, where am I blocking myself from the greater exploration or the greater experiencing of my own divine nature and the higher truth of God? This examination, this exploration, this investigation, can be an ongoing process that takes you from cradle to grave, as they say, through the whole life, and can give you motivation and incentivization when the life around you isn't really giving you that. I hear it as a call from on high, calling a consciousness, calling all consciousness, but in this case calling my consciousness, back into remembrance of the source, and remembrance of the possibility of being one with that source, and eventually the inevitability of being one with that source. So you're all blessed to be participating. I hope you can recognize that blessing and then really take advantage of it. Because it is just longing for you to take advantage of it. It wants to give to you and wants you to use the opportunities that it presents. So present yourself forward. If you don't have a certainty about which way to go, pray upon it. God hears all the prayers. They're not all answered in the way people want them to be, but they are heard. So this is something I invite each person to. I've lived a lot of years and learned a lot of things, but this is part of the core learnings that I have come to. And if you get nothing else about my talk today, hear what I'm saying. You take me in. You didn't make it. Move you and activate you into this greater adventure of God, this greater adventure of living, this greater path of remembrance. The blessings already are. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. masters and teachers reflect this truth to us. Let us become reflectors of this truth to others by embodying this truth, knowing this truth. For this is that truth, the truth that sets us free. And so being set free, choose that freedom and live that freedom. And you will become an instrument, a vessel of God's purpose to play according to life. And you will be a benefactor to others, perhaps many others. And that is a very delicious feeling to have. And it's a deliciously satisfying experience to know that you have been useful to a higher purpose in many ways. A lack of having that awareness of being useful to a higher purpose is one of the great emptinesses that fills many people. It creates a longing within them to be an instrument, to be available. To be used in the greatest way. So bless you all. I hope you get to fulfill that. Amen. We are going to take another 2-minute break. We'll be back for our last segment. So bless you all. See you in 2 minutes.
Here's an exciting free offer from Alicia Das just for you. It's a phenomenal 3-hour course called Speaking from Spirit, which includes videos, exercises, meditations, and more. Clear your fears and limiting beliefs as you learn how to speak from spirit, not just about it in your own unique style. There's even an experimental meditation to bring forth divine messages. This course is free for Healthy Life listeners. Visit spirit.aliciadas.com and use the code HEALTHYLIFE. That's spirit.aliciadas.com, code Healthy Life.
Do you want to know which archangel you identify with? There's a free quiz at angelquiz.aliciadas.com. Knowing your archangel is not only fun, but helps you enhance your own self-awareness, plus bring you better balance and peace. It's easy. Just go to angelquiz.aliciadas.com. And the best part? It's absolutely free. Take the quiz and you'll get a free report and a video just for you. Do it now at angelquiz.aliciadas.com.
You have too little time to shop, so try Farm Fresh to You. They deliver organic food the way nature intended, delivered straight to your home or office, economically. Visit our web advertiser page and click on Farm Fresh to You now.
Alicia Das is offering you, yes you, a free 3-hour course, Speaking from Spirit, teaching you how to get and receive messages from the divine. This course clears your fears and limiting beliefs to put you right in the heart and light of divine guidance. You'll develop and discover your own unique style of accessing the divine with videos, exercises, meditations, and more. This course is free for Healthy Life listeners. Just use the code HEALTHYLIFE. Visit spirit.aliciadas.com or call 310-472-8465.
All positive talk with a mature edge. HealthyLife.net.
All right. We are back with Healthy Life Radio and Michael Hayes and Sacred Talk. And we're in our last segment now. So I think I will offer a meditation. I don't know what that means yet, because I'm just telling you what I'm sensing and hearing. So this will be a meditation of remembrance. Remembrance, as I'm using this term, not simply when we remember a phone number, or remember an appointment, or remember an anniversary, or we remember all the delights and delicious things we've experienced in our life, or all the traumatic, difficult things we've experienced in our life. Remembrance is coming back in awareness to this truth, that we are divine beings we've always been connected to God and have never been apart. Though part of our essence is extended into creation. Hello, this is Michael.
Hi, Michael. This is Linda. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Sure.
If you were in the middle of a meditation, I think I'd rather hear that. Would you rather continue?
It's too late. Let's talk.
Okay. I'm really, really grateful for your doing all of this, and I find that gratitude is a real key for me.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, I'm really grateful that God is getting all the experiences that it wants and it loves. Can you speak more either to gratitude or whatever key you use that triggers you best back into your remembrance of being at one with God?
Mm. Yeah. Well, gratitude helps for sure. I mean, there is just a dynamic in the karmic flow of life and people where there are people who are more predisposed to see the cup half empty and those who are predisposed to see it half full. But it doesn't mean that predisposition has to run us. A lot of times that predisposition is connected to our upbringing, our genetics, and let's just say our karmic conditioning coming out of other lives. So it's easier when you have that greater optimism. However, the root of remembrance, when we're talking about divine remembrance, is in really, in a strange way, comes to us in this world, comes to us through frustration. And that frustration is that we have inevitably tried so many different things in so many different directions in this world to find happiness and beyond happiness, contentedness. And that no matter how many lives we've lived and found different forms of contentment, different forms of things that make us happy, eventually, none of those work. And strangely, it is a discontentedness that is the thing that turns us home, or turns us towards home, turns us back to remembrance. And that discontentedness is that we come to this realization, and no matter what we try in this world to have the level of fulfillment we seek, it falls short of giving us that. Now in our initial lives, we will be satisfied to at least some degree with what we find in life and what we are able to attain in life. The longer we have existence, the more we will not be satisfied with any of the pleasures or treasures of life. Because as we have multiple lives, we come to realize that we don't get to keep any of that. We may have it for a while, but we die, we get old, or just karmic winds of fate, vicissitudes of fate, change the condition of this life, because life is full of change. Eventually, we get this longing for something that we just know is there, we just don't know how to find it. Eventually, we exhaust the searching for it in the world, and we give up and say, Lord, I don't know. Lord, I offer everything I have to you because doing it my way hasn't worked. And we may not use these words, but that's what we do. And the process of that opens the door. And that is the door. Through that door comes the call of remembrance. And if we surrender to that truth, give over to it, we're called home and we come home. When we come home, that's when we have the remembrance. The attitude of gratitude is a great chul, because that's a form of reminding ourselves of the blessings, reminding ourselves of truth. And so that's a tool of remembrance. This world is designed to seduce us away from that. This world designed us to seduce us to seeing ourselves and life as incomplete, and then to suffer the pain of that incompletion, and then to go out to the world looking for completion. There's a statement in the Bible that says, I shall dwell in the house of the Lord all my days, which is really saying, don't be lured out of the house of the Lord. Dwell in the house of the Lord. And the house of the Lord is a place of remembrance. And it's a place of completeness. It's a place of togetherness with God. And it's a place where peace that surpasses understanding is present. So when you get a hold of that, it is the true treasure, the pearl of great price. You maintain that link, you hold to it, you treasure it, and then you structure the world that you're living here, your outer life, to be in support of continually experiencing that place of remembrance, and of course, to safeguard your connection to that by structuring your world in a way that makes it difficult for you to go into forgetting, and even more difficult to stay in forgetting, so that yes, the world will entice and pull you out of your centeredness, but you'll have ways and methodologies to quickly return into that state of remembrance. Eventually, you'll be in that remembrance so completely that you can never really fall out of it. You can fall into the emotions or the mind as part of your physical experience in this world, and in that, you may have some upset, you may have some disappointments, you may have some of that taste of incompleteness the world is trying to sell you continually. But it won't take you out of remembrance. You will actually be able to resist in remembrance and still dabble in incompleteness. Because you're holding on to form, and you're holding on to karma, and you're holding on to physicality, and you're holding on to the lower self, and you're holding on to the lower chakras. You're holding on to things that keep you engaged in the world. Is that it allows you also then to be an instrument of remembrance into the world. If you gave up all the lower centers, you would leave physicality and you would exist in remembrance. But your availability to serve the greater purpose of God, to increase the remembrance here, would be very limited if you were simply a spirit form, not in contact or connection or embodiment to the world. So treasure this embodiment, not only is it helping you to learn about remembrance, but it also allows you to be a conduit of. And the best way to truly anchor the truth of remembrance is to be an instrument in sharing remembrance. You know, we always teach what we have to learn. So I hope those clues help you. Maybe they will help for other people, and they can be part of the meditation we start. Love to you, Linda. It's been nice talking to you all. And so third Tuesday of every month at 9 a.m. on Healthy Life Radio. This is Michael Hayes from Sacred Talk. We will return. Love you all, and take care. Bye-bye.